This is an Annenberg Radio News Neon Tommy podcast with opinion from Kevin Grant.
We know the internet is transforming industries by making communication cheap and simple. The U.S. government is trying to do the same thing by redefining how it gathers, stores, and shares information with citizens via the web. But we would be wise to be vigilant about how this relationship is designed. On one hand, the Obama administration is talking about social networks on steroids to enable conversation and collaboration between citizens and their government. In a sense, this is democracy in action. Yet on the other hand, the communication we have with our leaders must, according to the Presidential Communications Act, be logged every step of the way. That means creating a massive database of correspondence. To many, this database is simply common sense. Making the president's correspondence a matter of public record in the post-Nixon era seems to serve the public good. Further, President Obama has talked about his plan to use the internet as a platform to encourage participatory democracy while protecting privacy. He's called this the Open Government Directive. In fact, he has been applauded by many for doing so, including his selection of the United States' first chief technology officer, Anish Chopra. However, it is legitimate to have concern about the harvest and exploitation of our ideas and opinions, especially by an administration that supports the renewal of domestic spying provisions within the Patriot Act. Transparency only works if it is universally applied. It doesn't work if those of us who write to Obama on Facebook, Twitter, or some future social network are left transparent, but the government is not. It doesn't work if the government has a database of our most passionate utterances, but we are only allowed a sanitized set of information on the White House website. It is absolutely reasonable to expect others, including members of the government, to make use of anything we put out onto the open web. Often, the intention is public conversation. It is not reasonable, however, for the government to quietly funnel information from sites like Facebook and Twitter without being explicit about how it will be used and the ways in which the government will reciprocate in the sharing. Obama's administration is setting a precedent that websites will be key destinations for civic participation now and in the future. This is further migrating the democratic process online. In their ideal forms, these new sites will be platforms for communication and information sharing between government and citizen. Citizen and citizen. But be cautious of a government that would launch data collection centers learning more about us in great detail without returning the favor.
You've been listening to a podcast of opinion from Annenberg Radio News and Neon Tommy.